Remain in me as I remain in you. In my work as a hospice chaplain, I'm continually amazed at how people remain in the Lord. There is such variety. As we know, how faith is expressed varies from person to person. The stories I hear about a dying person has maintained a prayer life are as amazing as God is. Many reflect upon how God is with them and how they know God is with them in their final illness. There is an unwavering belief that there's mutual love flowing between them and God. By Jesus saying, "Remain in me as I remain in you," we can interpret this as know that love is present to you and will be forever as I remain in you and you remain in me. This is one of the many things I have learned at the bedside of my patients. John's gospel provides an answer for us today for how to remain in Jesus. Throughout the gospel, a prominent theme is that belief in Jesus is the condition for salvation. The disciples with him perceive the special relationship between Jesus and God in this gospel. Our gospel passage today highlights that theme. There is necessity of remaining with Jesus, the vine, and the promise of mutual love. As such, remaining in Jesus is the basis for confidence in prayer and our own acknowledgement of the special relationship between Jesus and God. In the gospel today, Jesus uses the easy-to-understand image of he's the vine and we are the branches. Surely everyone knows that a branch cannot live separated from the vine. People in Jesus' time who heard him say it, and people today know its truth. When we know we cannot live separated from the fullness of God, when we know that we wish to remain connected to love, it is just one step to commit to what Jesus is asking of us. Remain in me. Jesus did not say, "If you remain in me, I will remain in you." No. Jesus speaks of the mutual love always available to us and of God's unending love. Remaining in Jesus does require effort from us, as any relationship requires. So do your best to remain in the Lord. Pray. Read the Bible. Establish a personal relationship with Jesus. Be kind. Show love. Bear fruit for the kingdom of God, glorifying God and praising God's holy name. Continue to grow in faith and remain on the vine.